USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests were held Sunday at a number of state capitals across the country, as many still question the results of the presidential election. The protests were peaceful with no reports of violence, and most were conducted under the watch of a heavy law enforcement presence. Governors across the country have stepped up security measures around their Capitol complexes after the FBI warned of possible violence ahead of this week's inauguration. The CDC says that the highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus first identified in the UK could become the dominant strain of the virus in the US by March. The strain, known as B.1.1.7, has been identified in cases in 10 states so far, with more expected soon. The changes in the virus haven't been shown thus far to lead to more severe cases of COVID, but more cases and deaths are expected, with the UK strain being more easily spread. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A new study on mandatory lockdowns says they aren't as effective as first thought. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And Amtrak says it will not operate its service into the Washington, D.C. area on Inauguration Day. In a travel advisory issued Sunday, Amtrak says there will be no Northeast regional service south of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday. They say they're taking these steps as a safety measure following the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden is planning a number of executive orders for his first days in office, and Washington is reacting. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president-elect reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office. According to a memo from his chief of staff, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough rollout of his presidency.
President-elect Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and immediate economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 on Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.